From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syria's president has vowed to retake all of his country from rebel forces. In an interview published Friday, President Bashar al-Assad told the French news agency that his forces plan to retake the whole country. The Syrian president said he supports peace efforts but cautioned that the negotiations do not mean we stop fighting terrorism. His statement fueled doubts about the party's commitment to end the nearly five-year-old conflict. Here in Washington, State Department spokesman Mark Toner said Assad has to know there's no military solution to the Syrian civil war.
All we're looking at, if the Syrian regime continues the fighting, is more bloodshed, more hardship, and frankly, a greater hardening of positions on either side.
Meanwhile, U.S. officials have laid out the mechanics of the new multinational plan designed to provide Syrians with relief from military strikes. The plan was crafted by the International Syria Support Group and calls for a cessation of hostilities. The Syrian opposition requested that the pause in military action be labeled a cessation as opposed to a ceasefire, as Secretary of State John Kerry characterized it on Friday. Late Friday, a senior State Department official said the Syrian opposition believed a ceasefire indicated a formal end to a conflict in which the political objectives that underlie the conflict have either been abandoned or resolved, a situation that has not occurred in Syria. The cessation would not include terrorist groups such as the Islamic State and the al-Nusra Front. The U.S. and Russia will head a ceasefire task force that will work to outline territory held by terrorist groups. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency has expressed concern over the increasingly restrictive policies being adopted by European countries against asylum seekers. But as Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UNHCR warns the measures will not stop people from coming to Europe in search of a safe haven.
More than 1 million refugees and migrants from Syria and elsewhere made the dangerous sea journey to Europe last year, with 80% landing on overcrowded Greek islands. UN refugee spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says it is illusory for European countries to believe they can stop the mass exodus of desperate people trying to escape a life of misery and death. So far this year, she says more than 80,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Europe by boat. Tragically, more than 400 of them have died. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed tough new sanctions against North Korea. As Cindy Sain reports, the legislation, which passed by a 408-2 vote Friday and has already passed the Senate, is intended to punish Pyongyang for its recent provocative actions.
The legislation directly targets money launderers, human rights abusers, weapons and luxury goods traders, and anyone involved with the country's nuclear weapons program or anyone who perpetrates cyber attacks. It also imposes secondary sanctions against anyone who supports and finances North Korea's leaders. The hope is that even some actors in China, for example, banks or whatever may be affected by this. And some are saying that this could, they're drawing parallels to the very tough sanctions that Congress imposed on Iran, saying that's what brought Tehran to the negotiating table for the Iran nuclear deal.
VOA Capitol Hill correspondent Cindy Sain. Pope Francis and the head of the Russian Orthodox Church signed a joint declaration for religious unity Friday, after a historic meeting to heal the thousand-year-old rift between the Western and Eastern branches of Christianity. Francis, the head of the Roman Catholic Church, and Patriarch Kirill embraced and kissed each other three times as they began a two-hour meeting at Jose Marti International Airport in Havana. The declaration says, "We hope our meeting contributes to the reestablishment of this unity wished for by God." The two branches of Christianity split in the Great Schism of 1054 over differences on theology and papal authority. And oil and stock prices surged Friday, and reports that oil exports might work out a deal to cut production. On Wall Street, the S&P and the Dow both advanced almost 2%. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.